We're on the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway, and I thought I'd record the train. That alarm sound was the level crossing.
Quite nice there.
And I think we went under a bridge. And we've just come out for the day with all my family.
It takes quite a long time to get down here.
This is a steam train. It's a miniature railway. I think it's 1/3 the size of a normal one. Keep recording until he blows his whistle. He will in a minute, I'm sure. Getting fed up of waiting for him to blow his whistle. The kids are doing it now. I think we're coming into a station, so I'm hoping he's going to blow his whistle soon. we're slowing down. Hopefully he's going to blow his whistle now. High speed is 37 minutes.
I'm not getting 37 high speed today.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know if I did it. Oh, sorry, I meant today. I did it tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought you were doing it tomorrow.
But I
don't,
and then
they've
got to get the car back, so I'm not sure what time they'll be losing.
We're coming into Dymchurch. Was our trip on the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway. We went from Hythe to, stopped at Dymchurch, as you heard, and then we carried on to New Romney and wandered around the Railway Museum, where there is some model trains going around tracks. It's all behind glass, unfortunately. But, message from a diagonist. Speech off. Oh. Put my speech off so you didn't hear my notifications there. Anyway, yeah, we looked around the museum. It's all behind glass, so it was a bit annoying for me who can't see it, but it was okay. The kids loved it. And then we went to get some lunch and went in the park to eat our lunch and came home. The train does carry on down to Dungeness, which is where the power station is, but we didn't do that. And afterwards we thought we should have done, because I think they had some kind of lifeboat event going on there today. The carriages we sat in were like quite open carriages. The windows have no glass, so that's how you could hear the train sound so well. Coming back, we were in more closed-in carriages, which got a bit hot, really, but they were quieter, I suppose. And you could hear all my family chatting away. I think they were okay, because they knew I was trying to record the train and the man blew in his whistle. And in the end, he didn't blow it for very long, so it was a bit disappointing, but it was all right. Hope you got the atmosphere of that. I've got some family here who are over from Australia, so they're flying back tomorrow. So it was a lovely day, a nice day to spend with them. Okay, so take care, everyone, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Speech on. Pause recording.